Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Guys, turn the monitor off in here because I'm busy watching CNN with just the subtitles, and it's all lies. I mean, just watching a few minutes of CNN just now, let me break down what they were covering and what they were doing and the lies within lies. Just to give you an example of decoding this. They're saying we've got to keep marijuana illegal. We've got to tie it to Al-Qaeda. They've already done ads that. Now tie it to Mexican violence and terrorism. If you smoke marijuana, you're funding Al-Qaeda and the Mexican drug gangs, and that's why police have got to still take you to jail and juries have still got to convict you, and we got to put you in prison because, you know, if we don't do this, terrorists are going to kill us all. It's the fact that drugs are illegal. 80 years ago, heroin, cocaine, opium, everything was for sale in drugstores. And the first thing they banned was marijuana, and they used the term marijuana, not hemp, because Americans, you know, didn't know what that was. And they advertised it as from Mexico. And they did newsreels about how it made you go psychopathic and kill everybody. I'm not kidding. There's a whole bunch of documentaries out showing these newsreels, not just Reefer Madness. And it would show you take a hit off a joint and suddenly go murder your family. It was this weird one they made where all these midget cowboys start murdering everybody in the town because they smoke marijuana. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The opposite of what marijuana does. It makes you want to sit down and eat enchiladas or something and watch TV and an entire half gallon of Bluebell Dutch chocolate ice cream. At least a few times I've smoked marijuana, that's what I felt like doing. So that's what's happening. It'll make you want to go out and kill people. Maybe alcohol sometimes. You know, cocaine, stuff like that, certainly sometimes. But the issue here is that this is asinine. You've got a whole generation of people. The average person's even 65 has smoked pot. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. So now, you know, not just that it's an evil drug, it's terrorism. And then they show the police in black ski masks and the dead bodies in Mexico and say, we've got to have even tougher laws on marijuana because it's causing all the violence. No, drug prohibition is causing all of the violence. And most marijuana is grown now in the United States because they have made it harder to get it over the border in past decades. And that's good because they don't spray it with paraquat and the rest of the chemicals now, stuff grown here in the U.S. So 86% of drug users, only use marijuana. And they know that. The establishment knows it's a fraud and a business. The government controls the cartels that ship in the heroin and cocaine. The few cartels they bust are the cartels not paying their cut. You got a big war against methamphetamine because that's a drug the government doesn't control. And by the government making amphetamines illegal, it's all the backyard-made stuff where even the chemicals you make it with are controlled, so they've got to mix it with a bunch of other chemicals, and it's full of poison. Anybody using crank or methamphetamine is insane. I mean, the pharmaceutical stuff will fry your brain from not getting enough sleep and aging, but you can go for 20, 30 years on that. Look at Kennedy. Look at the Beatles. Look at, you know, pharmaceutical methamphetamine with Elvis. But the stuff you're buying out of trailers, that stuff, it'll kill you deader than a hammer. It'll give you an autoimmune disease. It'll kill your white blood cells. I mean, it's just deadly. But again, that's the government making it illegal. Thanks a lot, scumbags. You're causing all the carnage. Of course, these crank cookers are out of their minds. I mean, they're snorting heavy metals and Grignard reagents and every other poison you can imagine. But that's another side issue. Then they cut to addiction in America. And then they cut to the ad, and it's a Prozac ad. Something even more deadly in its molecular structure. So it's just all fraud. It's all scams. It's all lies. And they're going to let all of society collapse before they stop dealing their drugs, the government. And they love their private prisons they put you in after they sell you the drugs. It's a complete stinking fraud. We're going to collapse just like Mexico.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Going to get a report on the upcoming Bilderberg Group meeting in about 20 minutes. Then we've got an economist joining us to cover what happened in Argentina, what the bankers did there by design. Kind of a test run for the United States, Iceland, and other countries. Let's talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
You don't remember Marcus down in Morrow, Georgia? You know, you had him on the show.
You've got a Marcus who?
Marcus Williams. You had him.
Sure. Marcus Williams from the Nubian Bookstore. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to him, and he got the 200 DVDs, and I'm in Clarkston, Georgia, and I've been working on Clarkston's a one-mile diameter city. I've been working on Clarkston for several years now, and my idea is to make a presentation of Obama deception DVDs to the police chief, the mayor, six city council people, city attorney, city clerk, and I'm just kind of conducting an experiment in my own city with awareness raising. I was wondering if maybe you could pay attention to that one a little bit.
Pay attention to what a little bit?
Well, this little experiment of ours here with a small city in Georgia and maybe a little focus. I know you've got a full plate. So I'm going to get these DVDs from Marcus and present them to the whole city council and see what the effects are, and I'll report back to you. But one of the questions I wanted to ask about taxes was, did he say anything about Sherry Jackson? She's in prison now. She was the IRS whistleblower, IRS agent whistleblower, and she's in prison now. I was at her trial, and I didn't know if I missed part of Joe Bannister's discussion.
No, we've had her on the show before, and of course they set her up and sent her to prison for her free speech. That's how they operate. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. You know, I sent 200 free DVDs to that bookstore, and I have given a bunch of other people free DVDs. We don't really toot our horn about it here. I mean, if somebody gave me $50 million, I would give 50 million free DVDs out. I mean, that's how we operate. The goal is unlocking hearts and minds. Everything is about hearts and minds. Everything is about reversing the globalist. I mean, just last night I was surfing around YouTube, and it was worse than I even thought. I found all these clips where they had CPS workers admitting that they get paid bounties to kidnap people's kids. I mean, I knew they were doing that, but to have them brag about it. Perhaps we'll play some of those clips later if I have time. I mean, just on that issue alone, and how it's not real courts, and how they're above the law and they're arrogant. People are like, what does the Obama deception have to do with that? That's what I mean. It's just, the government is bad, folks. I'm done trying to explain it to people. I mean, I say I'm done. Mentally, I just live this constantly. I study it constantly. I know about their crimes. And then people email me and go, oh, you're exaggerating. Government isn't as bad as you say. Folks, I can't tell you how bad they are. I can't even articulate or explain how out of control this system is. And all I think about is the children. I mean, I think about how the globalists in government textbooks that we've posted and documented and linked to and done articles on, all these textbooks where they say we want to break up the family, we want to end the family. The government's job is to break up the family and break up the middle class and break up businesses and bankrupt the economy so that everybody works for the New World Order. I mean, this is cold-blooded conquering humanity, conquering the species. The scientific dictatorship just doesn't roll in with tanks and take over your government and occupy your nation and then put in some puppet front men. The scientific dictatorship brainwashes you with TV, poisons you in the food and water, breaks up your families, gets you domesticated, gets you on the plantation, and then gives you soft kill weapons through the food and water and vaccines. I mean, they are killing us, ladies and gentlemen. And sure, you know, I would expose 10 years ago in 1999 government documents saying gun owners, constitutionalists, were terrorists. And I'd have people call me and say that document's fake. But you know what? 10 years later, people aren't saying they're fake now. People know. And people could laugh at me about saying 9/11 was an inside job 7.5 years ago. But they're not laughing now. 9/11 Commission Council government agreed to lie about 9/11. And I want this guy on. Red Alert. New book from man tasked by government to help investigate attacks unveils how official story is almost entirely untrue. And he says they made a deal with the Pentagon to lie to the public. That's coming up later. Yeah, even if you really think 19 guys from caves did this, commanded from caves, but from Saudi Arabia, but then Iraq had to be attacked. I mean, if you really believe that, still, the official story is a lie. That's the point we've always made. Even if you believe the official story, you know, that it was 19 guys and the government didn't know and didn't stand down and, you know, even let it happen on purpose. The lie hop instead of made it happen on purpose or did it. Lie hops, let it happen on purpose. My hop, made it happen on purpose. I mean, even if you respect yourselves enough to admit there's army manuals on how to stage terror attacks, that our military's taught this as a tool like their canteen or rifle. I mean, do you understand there's over 200 examples of our government staging terror where they admit they did it? These people don't play games. Life means nothing to them. You think the globalists didn't care about a 500,000 Japanese they killed in one day dropping A-bombs on them after they'd already tried to surrender unconditionally? But you think they care about you because you wear a John Deere cap and drive a truck and strut around listening to George Strait even though you're all hat and no cattle? You think because you're a black person who likes Barack Obama, the New World Order cares about you and wants to take care of you? I mean, look, stop being suckers, folks. These people want you dead. You got that? And we have trailblazed everything. We trailblazed here, putting Ron Paul on the map. And Ron Paul, without me asking him, has said that on air. I get respect from Ron Paul, but not from his would-be handlers. And I don't expect the respect. I don't care. I know that to be the first to say something or the first to do something or the first to stick your head up, you get your head whacked. But I don't care. But I do expect all of you to realize the amount of power you have and the amount of change you can affect and the amount of good you can do and the amount of light you can bring into the world. Because I'm just a regular guy from Texas who didn't like gun control and open borders and police state, who learned that the Federal Reserve was an oligarchy ruling our country 15 years ago. And I got on air 14 years ago. And I went out and found others, and we developed and built the alternative media system. We were the first doing alternative radio. I was doing alternative radio in 1995 on the internet. We were the first to trailblaze viral videos. We were the first to go out and take over press conferences and confront politicians and their little hoaxes. We wrote the book on the paradigm shift. And we did it not even knowing we were rewriting the paradigm, expanding the paradigm, unlocking the paradigm, shifting the paradigm. We just took action, and I took every little angle and every little way I could to break into the media and affect change. And we've had a great effect. So don't for a minute think that you can't be a great leader, that you can't start a radio show or website or make films. But whatever you do, don't overanalyze it and try to make your first work perfect. Nothing's perfect. Just take action, get in the fight. Who's up next here? Don in Alabama, you're on the air.
Yes, Alec.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the Obama deception, great film. Out of 100 people, I've a bunch more than 100, but out of 100 people, I'll say 90% of the people that's watching is waking up.
Oh, were these formerly Kool-Aid drinkers?
Oh, absolutely. Those two words you mentioned a while ago, paradigm shift, I remember when it happened to me. I heard this ranting and raving guy back in 2000 named Alex Jones on a shortwave radio. He mentioned a paradigm. I never even thought about what paradigm meant. Woke me up.
Absolutely. Well, I shifted my paradigm.
Praise God for it.
Well, praise God for you. What's going on?
Oh, we started a radio show down here in Ozark, right outside of Fort Rooker 2 years ago. They shut the radio station down. Somebody bought it off. On the website, it says hostile takeover. I don't know exactly who bought it, but you can't get anything anymore on there. We started the American Constitutional radio broadcast down here. I called you a couple of years ago and told you I was going to do it. We did it, but a bunch of folks are waking up, Alex.
That's okay. Find another local radio station. Do whatever you have to. Get on Access TV. Because, again, we're little media, but people never heard anything like this, and so it packs a lot of punch.
Oh,
We're like cyanide to the New World Order. You know,
there's no doubt about that whatsoever. I do most of my time trying to slap these Christians awake down here, and it's starting to work a little bit. Try and get them past Romans 13, and if you can get them past that, they will wake up.
Absolutely, my friend. Well,
but it has been a blessing. It's been a blessing getting out there doing something, not just sitting back letting the world pass you by.
Absolutely. Stay there. I want to hear from you about how fulfilling it was when you started taking action. Because, folks, there's nothing like it on earth. Once you start fighting evil, once you just get past the fear and commit to doing this job, you really start living and you really start understanding what life's all about. Stay there, Don. We'll come right back to you. Then Brian, Dan, Craig, and others.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Yeah, don't look back on what's happening today, all the tyranny coming down on the people of the planet, and wish 10, 15, 20 years from now that you'd have done something when you had a chance. World government is moving upon the planet with all of its darkness. They're in the wrong, we're in the right. Are you going to stand up against them? Or will you surrender to oppression and bondage? That is a question you have to decide for yourself, but choose wisely and choose quickly as well. We don't have a lot of time. Don in Alabama, finish up. So what was it like once you got empowered and took action?
Well, I made a lot of enemies to start with, but the people that did turn over to being my friends are friends for life. and they want to do something. They're eager to know the truth. And I try to do everything I can do, mainly give them a Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I point them to you and Steve Quayle, because Steve Quayle is one of the other ones that woke me up also. Oh, by the way, if you get a chance, get him back soon, please, on the radio.
Yeah, we'll get him back on in a minute to do that. Thank you for the call. I need to go on his show as well. I know he's been inviting me. I've just been so busy. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Brian in Canada. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I was calling you today just to let you know that I heard a funny report about 2 weeks ago when they had the incident in New York. I was driving to pick up my wife in the afternoon, and they were reporting it on CBC Radio.
The incident.
They were talking to a man in the area that was freaking out. So I'm listening very intently. The man's freaking out. He says, "I don't get it. There's something going on here." He says, "There's military here, and they're not supposed to have any military here." And he says, "Then they're telling us that it's one man with a gun, and he's killed himself. But I just saw them bring two men out in handcuffs, and they're not telling us nothing." So I took note of that. Not much more of that.
All right, let me stop you. A lot of people probably didn't put two and two together because it took me a minute to click. You're talking about the shooting in New York a week and a half ago that we've had eyewitnesses on the show that talked about how the news helicopter was there before the shooting started, and then it's now been confirmed that supposedly this guy couldn't write. His sister was on Good Morning America and did say that it was fake and that he couldn't write English. So you've got this fake letter, and just like with Columbine and other things, there are reports of other shooters. But you're saying you heard this on CBC, Brian?
Yeah, I heard it live. The man was very upset about it, and he was saying that they're hiding something from us. And I didn't think much more of it until 2 days later when I heard that Al-Qaeda had actually taken responsibility for it, and they had claimed that they used two guys to do it. Just kind of fit one plus one. It was kind of strange, so I've been wanting to mention that to you for a while now, because I already know from 9/11, you listen to the very first reports, and then about after an hour, you give up, because it's one story that comes out. That's when the bull starts, you know?
Well,
I
mean,
the very first few
reports,
usually you get a sense.
Listen, Building 7, for those that don't know, BBC went on two separate BBC channels and simultaneously at the exact same minute said the exact same thing. So we said, that's a script, probably Reuters, because that's who's their main feed. And it turned out it was an internal news feed sent to them 25 minutes before Building 7 fell, reporting exactly how it fell in its own footprint. And with the fake cover story. And then we said, BBC, why'd you do that? And they said, we lost the tapes, we won't say. And I on record said, I believe it was a news feed. Then they admitted last year in their own documentary that indeed it was a Reuters news feed. So again, red-handed staging and scripting that, just like they were reporting hours before they caught Lee Harvey Oswald because of time zone mistake they made in New Zealand and other places, that Lee Harvey Oswald had been caught in Dallas. So they did it, period. They killed Kennedy. They carried out 9/11. That's just one little piece of thousands of pieces of evidence. And, with the evidence we have, it is very, very suspicious. And, of course, that's a lie within a lie, saying Al-Qaeda did it. And let me explain what they do here. We've had a bunch of fake terror attacks that have been staged that were not announced to the public. Blowing up refineries, shooting people. And then they tell police, listen, this is classified, but Al-Qaeda is hitting us and hitting us hard. That's why we've got to have army checkpoints. That's why we've got to get ready for martial law. The public will panic if they think Al-Qaeda is really attacking. We have to keep this secret from the public. And now the police are compromised into intelligence operations, believing that the government's actually good. So you understand there's staged fake terror attacks, and then there's the big staged attacks that are fake that they give attention to. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, you got to get me that CBC report. Folks have got to get that out of the archives. If you can confirm that, we can get the ball rolling exposing these murderers. Thank you so much. Yeah, I have no doubt that was staged in New York. The one in Pittsburgh probably too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
Coming up, more of your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Governor Rick Perry, the Bilderberg Group member, the globalist, the guy who's been on my show and called me a big fat hog. In fact, pull up Rick Perry on the show. Maybe we'll play that later. I believe that our federal government has become oppressive in its size, its intrusion into our lives of our citizens, and its interference with the affairs of our state. Governor Perry said, "That is why I'm here today to express unwavering support for efforts all across our country to reaffirm the state's rights, affirm of the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I believe that returning to the letter and the spirit of the U.S. Constitution and its essential 10th Amendment will free our states from the undue regulations and ultimately strengthen our union." Perry continued, "Millions of Texans are tired of Washington, D.C. trying to come down here and tell us how to run Texas. But meanwhile, he's handing our roads over to the bankers. He's forcing Merck shots on the girls of a vaccine killing people. He went to Bilderberg Group illegally. He's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement." But this is still incredibly positive. CNN, Ron Paul every day. Fox constantly acting like us. Ann Coulter saying she's anti-New World Order after saying it didn't exist. Rick Perry coming out and saying we got to deal with Washington. That's because he doesn't have a choice. The whole legislature of Texas is moving. South Dakota just passed a strong states' rights resolution. It's a cease and desist order to the federal government, H.R. 1013. It's happening. And again, who gets the credit? Glenn Beck. Gets up and talks about how the states are dangerous moving for declaring sovereignty. I get attacked. The Mayak report demonizes the state sovereignty movement. The 2009 Virginia terrorism threat assessment demonizes it. What is all this anti-terrorism for? It's for the American people. They're now saying our military, our veterans are the number one threat. Gun owners are the number one threat. Homeland Security, all of it was built for us to have the offshore banks steal everything we own and make sure we don't ever get back control of the government to bring the bankers to justice. The police and the military are just a rear guard action now for the bankers to rob us. And I want the police to know why they're going to lose their standard of living. I want the military to know that. Your enemy's the bankers. They run the country. I'm going to cover more of that. We're going to get Jim Tucker, written for some of the largest syndicated columns and newspapers, been in newspaper work for almost 50 years, writes for American Free Press. He is the original guy who 30-plus years ago began writing about the Bilderberg Group. Up until about 7 years ago, the media said he was insane and it didn't exist. Now Bilderberg has written articles and published reports bragging that they set up the European Union, the North American Union. Etienne Davignon gave interviews at the G20, the head of the Bilderberg Group. Politico now writes about how it's real and how it runs things and sources Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, they've gone from saying it doesn't exist to existing. And Jim, sometimes 2, 3, 4 years before something happens, is able to predict what's going to happen. He said, you know, 4 years ago, gas is going to go to $150 a barrel. Bilderberg says so within the next 3 years. It happened. He said, 3 years ago, they're going to pop the subprime mortgage and implode the derivatives crisis to bring in their world government. It happened 2 years later. He said George Bush is going to come out and endorse the Kyoto Protocol and global warming. Everybody laughed at him. A month later, Bush did it. Why? Because the Bilderberg Group is the 125 most powerful people in the world. They've got other steering meetings and things they engage in. That's all they do is fly around micromanaging everything. People say, well, why do they fly around? Well, the mafia doesn't talk over the telephone. They do it in person. They've already got their system and operation running. They just fine-tune things like a mafia commission meeting. And so joining us is Jim Tucker. And we carry his book at Infowars.com, by the way, on the Bilderberg Group. Excellent book. Jim Tucker, good to have you on.
My pleasure as usual.
Okay, give us the latest on Bilderberg. You believe you found the location of it coming up?
Yes, in Boulamini, Greece, which is concrete to concrete with Athens. At the, can never pronounce the name of Astir Park Resort. They met there in 1993. They're going back this year. May 14 to 17.
Okay, have you talked to any of your sources? Do you know what's on the agenda this time?
Yes. Two people involved in international finance believe that the Bilderbergs are going to celebrate, that is, celebrate the economic crisis, which they may have very well have helped generate for the purpose of creating more global power to international organizations like the IMF and World Bank, sort of makes them a global Treasury Department. And, of course, their regular agenda is always the same as far as evolving the United Nations into a world government, which in, to some extent it is now.
Well, Jim Tucker, I want to stop you right there. Now, please be very, very specific for the listeners. Okay, for the folks out there listening, be very, very specific.
Okay, specifically, I think the listeners are aware that we're in an economic crisis worldwide. The Bilderberg people may very well have created this crisis themselves for their own selfish purposes. They're going to exploit it for their own selfish purposes. It will give them more muscle to generate a type of world Treasury Department another wing of the United Nations to bring it. So still another significant step closer to a world government, which the UN has effectively become anyway with the now that NATO years ago. In fact, on the occasion of their 50th anniversary 10 years ago, NATO celebrated its role as the UN standing army. You could even read that in the Washington Post. It's two different paragraphs, one on page one and one deep inside on their NATO story, because it's, the celebration of the 50th was in Washington, D.C. It was a big story locally and worldwide. In one paragraph, they celebrated the fact that the first time NATO forces fired a shot in anger, it was in Kosovo, not, according as their charter dictates, in defense of Western Europe against the potential Soviet attack. Then, way down deep in the story, on the side where the story had jumped, they quoted the one of the heads of state as saying that, of course, NATO would only send its military to areas as directed by the UN. You put the two paragraphs together, and NATO, for 10 years, has been the standing army of the United Nations. It will go anywhere in the world on the orders of the UN Security Council. And, of course, they're also working on eliminating local currency. The dollar is to become the Amerio as NAFTA expands throughout the Western Hemisphere and evolves into an American Union similar to the European Union.
Jim, stop right there for a moment. Let's walk through this for a second. I want to go back. Going back to almost 3 years ago, Bilderberg 2006, we're in the bar. I'm interviewing you and Daniel Estulin with your Bilderberg sources inside. Danny and you talk about how they're planning an engineered collapse of the subprime mortgage to bring the world to its knees so they could consolidate. Now we fast forward to the eve of a Bilderberg group meeting in 2009, 3 years later. Specifically, your sources, the intel, it's confirmed by George Soros and others bragging that the oil crisis is contrived to lower the price to bankrupt their enemies. He also told a bunch of newspapers that, hey, I'm having a great crisis. This is the culmination of my life. We're getting all this power and control out of imploding the economy. So they're openly bragging that they love what's happening and that they helped engineer it. Specifically, though, Jim Tucker, you're saying Bilderberg is going to celebrate the fact that the crisis is bringing in their new world order.
Yes, that's according, as I said, to two people heavily involved in international finance and who are intimately aware of Bilderberg. I wish I could name the sources out loud, but for obvious reasons, I cannot.
No, we understand. You're proven your sources are impeccable, Jim. I mean, we've gone from them saying Bilderberg didn't exist to them now having admitted. What is it like to go from the point of this was denied, you were insane, you were schizophrenic, there was no such thing as a global elite, much less a Bilderberg group, with the media covering it up, to now it's getting more and more attention?
Well, it's been a process over the years. It was, I believe, in Helsinki maybe 13 years ago that we found out where Bilderberg was going to be situated, where they were going to meet and when, quite early that year, I think November or something. So we had an advanced story in the spotlight, the grandpappy of American Free Press. And our European readers, of which circulation is limited, of course, in Europe because of the high cost of postage and so forth. So one subscription is likely to be shared by 20 people. So our readers in Helsinki wrote back, this is all by snail mail, saying, should we alert the local media? And we said, yes, and I should have thought about it years earlier. And when Bilderberg kids got off airplanes at the airport in Helsinki, heading for their helicopters and limousines that would take them to a resort about 30 miles out, they were stunned to see cameras flashing, reporters with padded hot little fists screaming questions. And since then, the European media, broadcast, TV, radio, and newspapers and news magazines have been all over Bilderberg. And I'm talking about major daily newspapers from London and Paris and elsewhere. Give page one heavy treatment. And they work very hard at it. They're widely known in Europe, but the blackout is still 100% in the United States, with the exception, of course, of American Free Press. And as you observed at the meeting in Chantilly a few years ago, the independent press, like the small newspaper that's independently owned in a small town, our independently owned radio station, our TV station. We had quite a number of those people turn out for Bilderberg and Chantilly, but you'd never see the New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, or either of our services because they have attended these meetings and they took their oath of secrecy.
Jim, and like you said, there's still almost a complete media blackout here in the United States, but we are starting to actually see a few articles about Bilderberg. But now they're saying, oh, we don't really run anything. And then Wikipedia deletes the Bilderberg account, and then they say it doesn't exist, just like they say New World Order doesn't exist, it's CIA run. And they also deleted the Bilderberg list from 2008 in Chantilly, saying that even though Bilderberg released that, they couldn't prove that was theirs, so it didn't exist either. So we have this crazy paradox where world government's being admitted now by the globalists themselves. Time Magazine, Newsweek announcing New World Order, Bank of the World, to control the planet, regulate every facet of our lives. But then we still have some pockets of media saying, no, it does not exist. And we have all these federal MIAC reports and others saying we're insane and dangerous terrorists if we believe in a global elite.
Well, shucks, if you vote Republican, you might be considered a terrorist under this. Well, we'll have more of this next edition of the newspaper where the government's report saying that conservatives and right-wingers are terrorist threats along with the child molesters.
We'll and veterans, too. It just says all the veterans are terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have be reporting on it in this next issue, not directly related to Bilderberg, of course. But you were talking about how involved in this country it was the late, great Westbrook Pegler who first reported it in two columns in 1957. Bilderberg's first meeting under the name Bilderberg was in 1954, where they got their name at the Bilderberg Hotel.
I know, and we put that in Endgame. We give him, I mean, I know, I understand that he did two reports on it, but it's Jim, it's you that followed him around for 30-plus years and broke it out of the popular culture.
Well, yes, Pegler did not use the term Bilderberg. He did not know that's why they call themselves. He just addressed at great length the matter of the world-famous distinguished men from around all over Europe and the United States meeting in secret and raised the questions, why would they meet in secret? What evil are they up to?
Now, Jim, can you speak to this? We had people going before Congress in the early 50s. We had people going before Congress and saying there's a thing called La Cosa Nostra, the Mafia. They meet in secret commission meetings in farmhouses and remote areas. They control the United States. They make billions of dollars a year. They've paid off the police and the judges. And then the guy on their payroll comes out, the FBI director, and says it's a conspiracy theory. There is no such thing as organized crime. And that's the same thing. You were saying, hey, here's the real organized crime. Here's the real WASP and Israeli Mafia and others meeting. It's called the Bilderberg Group. And they just said no, just like the FBI director said, no, it doesn't exist. Because once you admit there's a mafia, then you've got to talk about it. Can you make the parallel between denying there was a mafia, which people would laugh at now today, towards denying that there was a global elite?
Well, certainly. I remember pointing out to FBI agents who were helping to guard Bilderberg in some European place, I think Germany some years ago, along with their own, well, you've been there, you know how they have sometimes the military deployed in European countries, but a host of armed and uniformed guards backed up by plainclothes guards, in this case backed up by the FBI. And I explained to the FBI man that the Americans meeting, this meeting, were criminals. They were there in violation of the Logan Act. And they said, yes, but you could not arrest them on foreign soil. So I said, well, next time they meet in North America, you can come out and grab them. But sure, they know they exist because the FBI was there to guard them, along with Secret Servicemen from the uniformed Secret Servicemen and plainclothes Secret Servicemen. They cannot deny they're there. People often talk about, ask me why I believe in a conspiracy theory, and honestly, I don't report on conspiracy theories. I report on conspiracy facts. And anyway, you can define, Webster defines conspiracy, Bilderberg meets the definition.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Even if you want to say they do good work and we should all be grateful, we have the unwashed multitude should be grateful. If you want to take that absurd view, you still have to acknowledge a conspiracy.
But see, if they can play the game like the FBI did and say mafia doesn't exist, organized crime doesn't exist, then you can just neutralize the whole debate. And the childlike public says, okay, bad men don't exist. There's no organized crime. Just like they deny the government brings in most of the drugs. Oh, no, 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 no. When it's documented fact. Jim Tucker, stay there. I want to come back and talk more about what's on the agenda in Greece and the date.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
I'm reading the headline up on InfoWars.com right now. Does Perry's support of 10th Amendment bill make him a dangerous right-wing extremist or terrorist? According to the federal government, yes. If you believe in states' rights, tea parties, liberty, freedom, Second Amendment, if you buy firearms and ammo, the federal document that we broke over the weekend states you are the number one threat to law enforcement. You are a terrorist. So are the veterans coming home. It states it right there. These are the criminals that run our country. Going back to Jim Tucker, what is the date of Bilderberg this year in Greece? How have you learned so early? Normally you're learning just a week or two before. They also sometimes, you know, try to put out disinformation, Jim, but you've always been accurate pegging it. How do you know so early? Jim Hello? Tucker. Yes, Jim. How do you know so early this year where Bilderberg is?
Well, we start working on it in January when they start getting their letters, although they've delayed some of their letters to try to prevent leaks. My collaborators who help every year get to work on it. And so one of our sources called a couple weeks ago or so ago.
Jim, you're out of breath. Did you run outside and smoke a cigarette?
No, I smoked two cigarettes.
Hey, stay five more minutes with us in the next hour because I want to go. I mean, let's have some levity. What are those cigarettes I've bummed off you? I've since quit, but you don't have filters on them or what you call tampons.
No, I never smoked tampon tip cigarettes.
Okay, Jim is a real character, folks, a real classic straw-hatted journalist. Jim, what are those devilish cigarettes you smoke?
Well, they're imitation pill mills. In Virginia, they've got a stores, and I don't own any stock in the stores, so I'm not promoting any financial interest here, but chain of stores that invented new cigarettes from new companies that have not signed off on that got off 47 state settlements. So they don't have to pay any of those millions of dollars a year. And until the turkeys in Congress increase cigarette taxes by 62 cents a pack, jerking food off the tables of starving Negro children in doing so, they cost $1.70 a carton, or $1.70 each, $17 a carton.
Well, that's true. It really does hit inner cities and poor folks even worse for these out-of-control taxes, and it doesn't make people quit smoking. But, Jim, those are some mean cigarettes you smoke. I that is tough stuff. I mean, you smoke the most harsh cigarettes I've ever seen, and you can, like, almost pull one down, the whole cigarette in one big drag. You are something special.
Well, I go jogging every day, too, of course.
Folks, if you don't know Tucker behind the scenes, he is a real character. We're going to make a film just about you, Jim. Okay, listen, I digress, and I apologize. I want you to do five more minutes with us. We're going to break for 1 minute here in a second, and let's get serious. So what is the date of Bilderberg 2009 again?
May 14, 17.
And that's in a suburb of Athens?
Yes, a town called Voulaminae.
Voulaminae.
Yeah.
So they are celebrating. I mean, we have some of the Bilderberg group members in public celebrating. I wonder why they're so arrogant, why they love hurting people and bankrupting them. I guess they like power.
Yes, when you're that filthy rich, money is power. I mean, there's only so many homes you can sleep in, only so many yachts you can cruise on, so many private airplanes that one person could possibly use. But simply money for the adventure of power. They're drunk in power.
So they enjoy taking money from us. It's devastating. It's economic warfare. Back in 1 minute. We're coming back in 1 minute, Jim. No time to smoke cigarettes. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.